Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 28 Representative Greg Hartzell to talk to us about the upcoming legislative session.
We're coming up on the 2015 legislative session next month, and committees have come out already. Why don't you tell our listeners what committees you're going to be on for this legislative session?
Okay, well, and thank you for having me, Tony. I sure appreciate this opportunity. I will be returning as Vice Chair of Government Oversight and the Vice Chair of Local Government on the House side. I also will be returning to Judiciary and Public Safety committees, and I've been added to also Environmental Protection. So those are the five committees I'll be serving on this year.
What are some bills that you're looking to properly work on for this session?
Well, Judiciary is one of our heavier committees. I think in the last legislative session, the Judiciary Committee, the workload that I had through Judiciary was far more than the other four committees I was on combined. So about 25% to 30% of the bills that are submitted in the House went through that one committee, the Judiciary Committee, and you think there's 19 standing committees, that takes on quite a bit. So just speaking from Judiciary and Public Safety, I think a lot of the things I'll be focusing on is making our communities safer, dealing with truth and sentencing issues. We had a situation here locally where we had someone who was sentenced for 30 years and didn't even serve 2 years of that 30-year sentence. I feel that that's a slap in the face to our law enforcement, to our prosecuting attorneys, to our judicial system, and to the taxpayers as well, because that consumes a lot of tax money, getting the bad guys behind bars only to be let go after not serving but for a little while. So I think that's something we'll be focusing on. Also, with some of the budget constraints that we're going to be facing in this upcoming session, continuing the effort to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in how our government handles taxpayer money. So looking for ways to streamline government and make it more efficient and make sure that the growth of government doesn't outpace our revenues.
Are there any particular bills that you are going to try and focus on personally in the House?
Back to the Judiciary, dealing with sentencing, dealing with child abduction, dealing with human trafficking, dealing with sexual abuse, those are some issues. You know, just to back up just a little bit, the House Republicans picked up a few seats. The dust hasn't settled on all of the seats. There's still a few special elections, but the expectation is the House Republicans are going to pick up about four extra seats in the House. The Senate stayed the same, 26-24, again, pending on one outstanding election. But the net effect is that we really haven't changed. We still have the Republicans controlling the House and the Democrats controlling the Senate. So we're going to be put in a situation, and it's a good thing for Iowa as well, where we're going to have to work on a lot of bipartisan bills that's going to garner a lot of bipartisan support. One thing that I noticed in this last legislative session is when we're dealing with making our communities safer and public safety and reforming our criminal justice system, that's not a partisan issue. I mean, both Republicans and Democrats want safer communities, and so that's things I think we're going to see a lot of, especially from the Judiciary Committee.
What are some things that you want to let your constituents know in regards to how you'll be communicating with them and how they can contact you in regards to concerns they might have during this legislative session?
Sure. Well, there's always my email address, and you can get that through the legislative website. There's my cell phone number is always out there as well on my personal website, or through the town hall forums. Here in Knoxville, we typically have the first Friday of the month reserved at 4 p.m. at Tasso's Restaurant. In January, we'll be meeting the second Friday of the month, which will be the Friday just before the legislature starts. So it'll be kind of a pre-legislative meeting. And I also believe the town hall forum in April, where the first Friday coincides with Good Friday, I think that's been postponed 1 week. So, but the other ones will be the first Friday of the month. So January 9th will be the first town hall forum here in Knoxville. So I encourage everyone to get out and let your voice be heard. If you have issues that are of concern to you, please come and share them at the town hall forum. That's how representative government works best, is when the constituents are continually engaged with their respective representatives. And if you can't make it to the town hall forum, you can always get a hold of me through email or cell phone.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Representative Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and information. Remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.